Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nell Merlino is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Nell is the founder of and the CEO of Count Me In, an organization that I first told you about many years ago when it was just a little fledgling organization. Now it's grown into a highly respected organization representing especially women in the marketplace. And she's our good friend, Nell Merlino. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi, Jim. Good to be back with you.
Good to have you back, as always. So you guys have been working on some important stuff for our women, especially helping women get capitalized, helping them get more business.
Absolutely.
And talk to us about some of the new things that have happened recently.
Well, I think one of the most exciting things that's happened is with the SBA and the whole issue of procurement and women being eligible for contracts, it is finally expanded to the point where I think many more women will reach $1 million in revenue because they finally got the full strength of the SBA procurement rules behind them.
Tell us about that. What was the problem before, and why is it better now?
Well, it started out about 11 years ago where they indicated that they would extend sort of this opportunity for women, and it took an awfully long time. They did great things with the Women's Business Centers, which I know you talk to people
Absolutely.
About. They've done it in stages, and I think this was really the last stage of the important opportunities, and we worked very closely with Barbara Kassoff at Women Impacting Public
right.
Policy, who does such great work, on both sides of the aisle, helping
right.
to move these issues along.
Barbara's a friend
but
of ours.
Yes, isn't she great? And they finally, after just years of just continuing to talk to the administration and members of Congress, got it so now that women have a full spectrum of opportunities to get government contracts and really grow their business.
Now, when you say it like that, it sounds like women's suffrage wasn't quite over. I mean,
when you say it the way you did, women,
just now getting the full access to contracts, why didn't they always have that? Yeah, okay, we lost now. Well, folks, one of the things that we're having a little trouble with Nell's phone connection. We'll get her back. We'll keep trying that. But one of the things that we have there are different regulations that allow certain qualified. You have to be certified, I guess is the way to say it. You have to be certified to do business with the government. 8A, I think, is the term that they use. You have to be certified to be able to be a government contractor. That means you have to jump through some hoops. You have to do certain things. You have to qualify. You have to educate yourself. There are things that you have to do now that if you want to do business with the government, if you want to be a contractor for directly with the government, or if you want to be a contractor subcontractor working with a large entity that does business with the government as one of their subs, you have to be a certified government contractor, don't you? No.
You certainly do need to, and it happens at different levels. You know, there's federal government, city, state. It's important that you establish the fact that you are a woman-owned business
mm-hmm.
To take advantage of these opportunities. What I was talking about is, I think this has taken a long time because on some level we want to believe that everything is equal. And there are a lot of things that have changed, and so that I think things are. But in terms of things like government contracting or subcontracting, I think so much of it is still women being, you know, in the places and aware of the opportunities and then knowing how to take advantage of the opportunities. And it's taken a while, I think, for people to really appreciate just how important that is.
But why did we need separate rules for women? Why didn't women always have this capability now?
Wow. I mean, you're asking, I mean, why didn't women have the right to vote? You
well,
know,
that's my point. This is, I mean, suffrage movement was over, it's been over for 90 years. I mean, I don't understand.
But women weren't working and weren't responsible for families in the same way that they are now. And I think as this has changed and a real recognition that we are equal, I mean, I think this is another indication, it's another building block in just an incredible long path.
Yeah.
To full and total equality on, you know, a political level, economic level, social levels.
There are separate set asides for women business owners, aren't there?
Yes. Yes, there are.
So that's one thing that gives women a little bit of a leg up, isn't there? Because there are, and they're not, probably not as many. They're more now than they were when I started covering this issue 13 years ago, but there's still probably not as many women business owners wanting to be a government contractor as there are not, you know, businesses that aren't majority owned by women.
Yes, I think this is a relatively new, and it's a much bigger opportunity so that women business owners, any business owner, has to build up their capacity to be able to do this work.
Right.
And so I think one of the reasons we're so aware of it at Count Me In is because we do help women build the capacity to have a larger business and therefore to be able to take advantage of these opportunities.
Well, and there are a lot of women out there who are like you now, who we talk to, who are helping women get certified. There are so many women out there doing this, and that we talk to. Let me ask you a question. Where can they go? Where can women go to find out more about this new capability, this new empowerment, I guess we should say, about of women small business owners?
I would say the best place to go is to the Women Impacting Public Policy website. It's WIPP.org.
Right.
They have the best explanation, and I think are just the smartest people about this. But there would also be explanations, you know, on SBA.gov.
Right.
And we wrote, you know, a blog and did some things about it on our website. But I would say for the absolute official understanding,
right,
it's WIP or the SBA.
I agree. And probably WIP first, folks, because the SBA's website is a great website, but it's huge. And it might be a little bit intimidating. Go to WIPP.org, WIPP.org, and a website we've been telling you about for a long time. Check it out. 20 after, right back with Nell Merlino. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.